Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Danny McKibben, one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ, and we're delighted for you to be with us this morning as we open the Word of the Lord to study from the Scriptures and let the Bible speak to us and exhort us, admonish us, and point us in the right direction. Glad that you've tuned in. We've got several stations around about the country, and that we broadcast, and so we're here to teach the Bible, the Word of God. And so we want you to get your Bibles out. I want you to follow along, listen carefully to the teachings of the Word of the Lord. Very interesting event happened early this Wednesday morning, this past week. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I want to relate the story because there's some scriptures I want to look at that relates to this point. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up, and of course the curtains are pulled, and I see these red lights flashing, and I'm thinking, maybe there's an ambulance or something. One of the neighbors here in the neighborhood, And so I get up, and when I look out the window, pull the curtains back and look out the window, and there's like 4 or 5 fire trucks and lights shining. And what happened, our neighbor's house had caught a fire in the garage and went up through the attic. And anyway, they were out there fighting the fire, but I don't know how long they had been there, but I was sound asleep. I didn't hear anything. Didn't hear anything, just happened to wake up and saw those lights. There's a spiritual lesson behind that. You know, when you're in deep sleep, you're just oblivious to what's happening in the world around about you. And so it was for me. Just happened to wake up at 4 o'clock, and they had already been there for a while because they had been in there, tore out the garage door, and anyway, climbed up in the attic and all kinds of things. So I don't know how long the firemen had been there, maybe an hour or so, putting out the fire. But I was sound asleep. Didn't know anything that was happening. Now, we have some scriptures that talk about the ideal of how we can be asleep spiritually and the exhortation to wake up spiritually. There are three texts we'll look at. First one is in Ephesians 5, and in verse 14 it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, Christ, and Christ shall give you light." So sometimes we are just sound asleep spiritually, and we're oblivious to what's happening, that we're on the road to destruction. We're just unaware, just like when you're sound asleep, like I was this past week. I was oblivious to what was happening outside and what was happening at the neighbor's house. And all those fire trucks out there and the lights are going and floodlights on and etc. But I was oblivious to it. Why? I was sound asleep. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34 it says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." And so again, the exhortation that we need to awake to righteousness. And so often what happens is that the devil, he sings his lullabies, and we're just asleep spiritually, oblivious to our spiritual condition of what life is really happening around about us and what's happening to us spiritually, is that we need to wake up. And then one more passage, and we'll spend the rest of our time of the exhortation in Romans chapter 13. In Romans chapter 13, in verse 11, Paul says, "And that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed." It's high time to awake out of sleep. Sadly, many in our country, many in the world, folks are asleep spiritually, unaware that their life is not right in the sight of God, unaware of the spiritual problems that are happening in planet Earth, oblivious to sin and this destruction and mayhem of Satan, just don't seem to get it. Why? Well, because they're asleep. And just like I was asleep this early past Wednesday morning, and and all that was happening next door and all the fire trucks out front of the house, I was oblivious because I was asleep. But we don't need to be asleep spiritually. God tells us and warns us and alerts us in the scriptures to wake up. Wake up. And as Paul says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believe. And we should always, always remember is that we are heading toward eternity. Every day that passes, we're one day closer to eternity. And we need to wake up and to contemplate our spiritual condition, contemplate the need for teaching the gospel and spreading the good news, and trying to help folks spiritually, because we live in a sin-sick world. Just the different things that have happened over the past just a couple of 3 months, all the stuff happening in relationship to the coronavirus, the police brutality, the rioting, the looting, protesting, no problem with protesting, if it's done in peace. The First Amendment, of course, grants us that privilege in our country, because the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So no problem with protesting. But when violence and looting and arson and all these things take place, bad decisions, people's thinking are clouded. One of the things that was very disappointing this past week, the Supreme Court in the 6-3 ruling concerning the, I think it was the 1964 Civil Rights Act about discrimination against, race and et cetera, and sex, they redefine terms to say, well, that meant and does mean transgenderism and homosexuality and lesbianism is included in that term, when it says in 1964 that was not in their mind. That wasn't the meaning back then. When you talk about sex, that is, oh, you can't discriminate. Oh, well, we're not hiring you because you're a woman. Or we're not hiring you because you're a man. But they reinterpreted and really legislating, and that was disappointing. It's very disappointing that six Supreme Court justices, that's how they twisted the language. I'm it's just sad spiritually, the corruption, the sin, the wickedness that goes on in the world that we live in. We need to wake up spiritually. And that's what Paul says. It's high time to awake out of sleep. The night is far spent. It's advanced very far. The day is at hand. That is, the day of stepping into eternity. We're getting closer. Every day that passes, we're closer and closer to the day of judgment and to the return of Jesus Christ. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Yes, we need to stand up and be counted for, and to hold forth the word of truth, hold forth righteousness, hold forth divine light, and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a corrupt world. And there are people everywhere. And Satan, he is attacking all kinds of things. leading people down the path of error, in immorality, in wickedness, in spiritual perversion, twisting the divine truth. God is the creator. He's the one made heaven and earth. And yet the general theory of evolution is continually being propagated. God made Adam and Eve. And yet there is the assault against the family and the two genders that God made, male and female. Oh, we live in a time where there's so much wickedness that's going on. The exaltation of human wisdom and human opinion and the ideas of men. And why? Well, because fundamentally people reject God. They reject the knowledge of God. Talking to a fellow the other day, and we're just talking about how things are crazy in the world spiritually. And it reminds me of what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1, when he talks about those that just rejected the knowledge of God. Just rejected God as the creator. Even though creation itself is a testimony, a very strong testimony. God exists. God is the maker. It is obvious. It wasn't by blind chance and dumb luck that such things have come to pass. But God, an intelligent creator, he's the one that made all things. And Paul says there in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. We live in a world where people's hearts have been darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. People have become educated fools. And when you reject the most fundamental truth of the world that we live in, that God exists and he's the maker, you come up with some of the craziest ideas. And you know, I think about the Supreme Court saying, oh, well, they meant that, you know, transgenderism and homosexuality and lesbianism is, you know, you can't discriminate against that, blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, they're going to come into a quagmire. Because you have Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Because there's going to be some crazy, loony person that's going to try to force the hand in religion and in churches, because we don't go along with homosexuality. It's contrary to the Word of God. The Ten Amendments to the U.S. Constitution from December 15th, 1791. The very first one, Congress shall not prohibit the free exercise thereof. In the religion of Christianity, we stand opposed to homosexuality. That is, it's sinful. It's sinful behavior. There's a lot of other behaviors that are sinful. And we don't have to accept homosexuality as good and right. Oh, well, legally, I mean, yeah, people get married, homosexual marriages, and again, that was from human wisdom by a few judges in the Supreme Court that says, okay, it's now legal. But it's crazy. People are asleep spiritually. It's going to present a quagmire, ultimately, that will have to be dealt with, because it's very clear what the First Amendment says. And anyway, it'll be interesting how that will all come out in time. But really, the only solid footing that we can stand upon is the Word of God. And we just need to wake up spiritually. And we just need to be telling people about the Word of God, about the standard of right and wrong is what God says in His Word, the Bible. And encourage people to leave human wisdom and philosophies and just accept what God says. Fundamental concepts and teachings that God exists and he's the one that created human beings and he knows what's best. Well, we're about out of time. We do appreciate you listening. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 606-308-5077. Be happy to help you in the study of the Word. Until the next time, we bid you farewell.